is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And let's read this together. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, precious, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and that he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. There's a lot of scripture, but at the same time, it talks about our position in Christ. As we read through this text, I want you to know your position in Christ. This is precious word, such a precious word of God. But one of the things, it is only for us who believe. So it's so precious that we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as our Lord, as our Master. Let me ask you this question. I know you here believe in Jesus. But do others know that you believe in him? Do they? And if they don't, why not? Do others that you know and they don't know that you believe, why don't they know? I want you to think about that. Peter, the Apostle Peter, had a great confession of Christ. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 17, Jesus said to the disciples, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Isn't that precious? Others didn't tell Simon who Jesus was. But he says, My Father revealed this to you. Peter knew Christ as a Son of God, but probably did not understand what this meant until after the ascension of Jesus into heaven and the coming of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we can read in Scripture that they all saw Jesus rise up, but they still didn't fully believe because the Holy Spirit had not come yet. Later in Peter's life, he uses the word precious in referring to Jesus. Yes, as you go through the book of Peter, 1 and 2 Peter, it is Peter who says time and time again that Jesus is precious. Peter says Jesus is precious in the sight of God. How do you refer to Jesus? Who is he to you? Is he more than your Savior and your Lord? Is he precious to you? Is Jesus precious to you? If we look at all that Jesus has done and is doing, he is precious to us. This message this morning is about us being living stones, about us being priests unto God, a chosen nation, and God's own special people. Those are the four things that this message is about, and they are precious. There is only one Savior, Jesus Christ, and only one spiritual building, the church of believers. What I say there is it's not just a church of people coming into church. No, it has to be believers. Those who believe in Jesus Christ makes up the church.
As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." God and Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, that Jesus is a living stone, which had been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. Peter says Jesus is a living stone because he was raised from the dead in victory, and he is precious in the sight of God. Jesus was raised at the resurrection, and he is precious in the sight of God, and he is precious to us. Our first point this morning is we are living stones. We are living stones. Verse 5 says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Every time someone trusts in Christ as their Savior and the Son of God, they are taken out of darkness and made a living stone. Praise God, exactly. Every time. It doesn't mean you have to know this or know that. But every time you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are taken out of darkness and made a living stone. And the Holy Spirit is at work in you. All believers are living stones, made alive by faith in Christ, being built up as a spiritual house of God into His church. Isn't that precious? It is His church. And we'll go more about that as we go into this message about what His church is. Our second point, as living stones, we are a holy priesthood. That's what the Word of God says. We are a holy priesthood unto God. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, I just love these verses. It says, "Unto Him who loved us," that's Christ who loved us, "and washed our sins clean by His blood, and made us kings and priests unto God the Father." Because of faith in Jesus, we've been washed clean by our sins and made a king and priest unto God. Everyone, you've been made a king and priest unto God. That's what the Word of God says. Every believer is called to exercise the priesthood of believers. We exercise the priesthood of believers by coming to God in prayer. I don't know if you knew this, but there's people that go to church and they have to go to somebody and go to confession and pray and have that person pray for them. We don't have to. We can come right before the throne of grace. Every believer has the privilege of coming into the presence of God. That is precious. Every believer has the privilege of coming into the presence of God. And I don't matter if you're a scholar or if you're a person that's just accepted Christ, you have the privilege of coming into the presence of God. Amen. That is precious. We come to God through our mediator, Jesus Christ. As it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, here's what it says. "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Because of our faith in Jesus, we can come to the Father because of Christ. That's what this means. Because Christ is alive and interceding for us, we can minister as holy priests. We can bring our concerns to the Father. As priests, we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. First, we're to dedicate our bodies to the living God. Living as priests in the church of God. Do you live as a priest in the church of God? That's what the scripture says. We are priests. We're to live as priests in the church. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We're to put our bodies before God. We are. As a spiritual sacrifice, which is acceptable to God. Secondly, we offer sacrifices of praise, doing good and sharing what we have with others. And third, we offer thanksgiving to God with a heart of gratitude for all He does in our lives. We should be praising Him for all that He's doing in our lives. And I don't care who you are, you have something to praise God for. Really, we just need to look around what God is doing in our life and thank Him for what He does. We take too many things for granted, but God is blessing us. And fourth, we offer the sacrifice of intercession for others as we pray for others. We are to pray for others. Every one of you can pray for someone besides yourself. Because we're all priests before God. We are. It is important that we maintain our position as priests in the world, so the world will not infect us and change us. As we are holy, we are different from the world. Verse 6 again says, Christ is precious, and when we believe in Him, we will not be ashamed. You let other people know that you will believe in Jesus Christ and never be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. He is the Creator, and He is a powerful and mighty God. He's a great God and Savior. Christ is our cornerstone and our foundation. And when we believe in Him, He is our all in all. He upholds us and is in us. Christ is precious to us. Now in verse 8, it's packed in here in the middle. And verse 8 says, those who are disobedient. And who are the disobedient? Those who have rejected Christ. That's what God is referring to. Those who have rejected Him. He has become a rock of offense. Christ has become so offensive to them that if they do not repent or turn back to God, they will die eternally in the lake of fire or hell. Just think of a rock, a big, huge rock. That is so powerful, it's hard to break, isn't it? But Christ has become the rock of offense to them. Why? Because they have rejected Christ. They need our prayers. So that rock is not offensive to them. So Jesus Christ is not offensive. But our third point today in our message, for us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, our Master, and as a Son of God, we are a chosen nation for God's own possession. That's what the Word of God said. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Precious scripture. Listen to what it says. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. God's people today are His chosen and holy nation. Have you ever thought of that? That you are God's chosen and you are God's holy nation? That is what the Word of God says about you when you believe in Jesus Christ. God has made us His people, His nation, by His grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 is a precious verse. It tells us this. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. How precious that verse is. We are not strangers to God. We're not a foreigner to God. But we're fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Because we believe in Christ. We've been made different, set apart, and belong to God. Every believer's citizenship is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. We've been chosen by God for His own purposes. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, it talks about some of those purposes. Purpose of God. We are to be the salt of the earth. We're to be the light of the world, it says. And as verse 16 says, we're to let our light shine, the light of Christ shine in us. 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. We let the light of Jesus shine from us so others can see it, so we can glorify our Father who's in heaven. That's what the 5:16 says. The keys to the kingdom have been given to the church of believers. And we're to give out the gospel. Because the church is His chosen instrument. The church are the believers. That's God's chosen instrument. As a believer in God, you are His chosen instrument. Isn't that something to believe and think about? Almighty God has chosen you. He's made you a priesthood. He's made you a holy nation. And He's made you His own special people. Jesus says in this high priestly prayer, as He prayed to the Father, Jesus prays in John chapter 17, verse 6, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of this world. They were yours and you gave them to me. The Father has given us to Jesus. And then Jesus says in John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. Everyone can come to the Father, and He will not cast us out. That's what Jesus says. But then Jesus goes on and says in John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. First He said in John 6:37, He's not going to cast anyone out. And now He says this, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they will never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. The Father has given us to Christ, and we have eternal life. Look at what Christ says there. This is our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who says, I give them eternal life. They will never perish. And no one shall snatch them away from me. You hang on to that very word of God. We are a royal priesthood because of what Christ has done for us. He washed our sins clean and made us kings and priests unto the Father. We have a high calling. We are a holy nation. A nation set apart for God. And when you are out there today and throughout these weeks to come and throughout the community, you remember you are a priest unto God. Precious. Amen is right, Josiah. We are holy in our relationship with God because Christ is our righteousness. Christ is our holiness. And our lives should radiate the light of Christ into which God has called us. We are His people for God's own possession. That's what the scripture says. We are God's possession, not ourselves, but His. We belong to Him. We are His very own people. He has purchased us. I love this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. I shared this in Bible study and it says so much. Listen to this verse. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? The Holy Spirit's in us, God says, whom you have from God. And you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. You are not your own. We aren't. We are God's. We are His own special people. That's what the scripture says. As you walk about today and whenever, remember, you are God's own children. You are His own special people. What precious word of God. It is so precious. Then it goes on and says in Psalm 44, 15, how blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. We are blessed. We have a wonderful position in Christ. We are the center. We are center our attention on Christ. And when we do, we'll feel the joy that He wants us to have. Our position in Christ is that we are God's chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people for God's own possession. Verse 10 says, for you were not a people, but now you are a people of God, and have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are a people of God, it says in verse 10. We were dead in our sins, but because of faith in Christ, now we are alive and people of God. I want you to always hold on to that. You are a person of God. You are God's own children and special. We are His because of His mercy and grace, and we must submit ourselves to God. As aliens and as strangers, here we are to display the attitude and behaviors which are shaped in the Word of God. True Christian separation from the world is living in this fruit of the Spirit. True Christian living in the world is living by the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's how we're to live. Why? So others can see that honesty and good works in us. And that we would become a witness of Christ. When we live that way, others will be attracted to us. And what will we say to others? It's Christ in us and not us. It is Christ in us, not us. Peter referred to Christ as precious. How does it make you feel to know you are chosen by God and that you belong to Him? So today, as you go along, you think about that. You are chosen by God and you belong to Him. How do you feel about that? Blessed, yes. Christ is precious to us. We have a precious Lord. In 1 Peter 5, 7, it says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He's always there waiting for us to bring our cares to Him. We have a wonderful position in Christ. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so we can proclaim God to others. We should be praising God that He has called us out of the darkness of sin. God is precious, and we are His own special people. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise You and thank You for this precious word You've given to us. To allow us to know our standing before You. We stand before You in the name of Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness and our holiness. But because of our faith in Him, Your word tells us what our standing is. That we are Your people. Your precious people. Your special people. A royal priesthood. A chosen race and a holy race. We thank You, God, for these verses today. And we pray, God, that the Holy Spirit would continue to work in our hearts, our souls, and minds, that we may understand fully what this means for us. So we ask that the Holy Spirit would continue to teach us. We ask all this, Lord Jesus, in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Let's please stand for our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.